Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Pardon the personal note, but a few days back, I got to meet in person the sweet potato queen of Kentucky, Sarah Fannin, Morgan County Extension Agent. She earned that nickname when about 5 years ago, she and UK horticulturist Tim Coulong began looking into this as a Kentucky option.
We were looking for some alternatives to tobacco production and was able, through the Kentucky Entrepreneur Coaches Program, go to Canada and look at what they were doing there as alternatives for tobacco. And there I saw a huge sweet potato operation, and all of their slips and things were coming from North Carolina, and they were using a lot of the same equipment that they had in tobacco production for sweet potato production, and I thought, why can't we do that here?
And they did, with local growers forming the East Kentucky Sweet Potato Growers Association.
There were a lot of interested folks in Morgan and surrounding counties. It ties in culturally with sorghum and our East Kentucky Appalachian heritage. Just a great crop to grow. It's a pretty forgiving crop. It has a great shelf life. Sweet potatoes, if they're cured properly, will last a long time.
This effort serving as a working model of a successful tobacco settlement funded ag development project. The association now numbers almost 30 growers in that region with about 60 acres, growing slowly and profitably. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and season it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
Sweet potato production is not without challenges, but so far, farmers in Morgan and surrounding counties have done well with them. Consumer acceptance has been very strong.
Most of their sales are direct sales, whether it's on farm or at farmers markets. They are doing some things with some of the local grocery store chains. A couple of producers have taken it to that level.
Sarah Fannin says a couple of future improvements could be local farmers beginning to produce their own slips for planting each spring and the attainment of a long-term storage unit, giving farmers access to stronger prices outside of harvest season. She pointed out progress in the association did hit a little weather snag.
We kind of got sidetracked with our sweet potato project because of the tornadoes of 2012, trying to rebuild our office and help some other folks try to get built back as well. So we're really looking forward to this year getting back to focus on this part of the project.
Fannin says anyone interested in learning more can contact their local extension office for her email address. She'd be glad to help. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.